Tom. Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris, and Gene with a sore throat, and Chris with a broken tooth, we're presenting an exciting show for you this week, but everything has to go uphill from there. Seriously speaking, on last week's show, of course, we featured Matthew Williams, the Crop Circle artist. Real fascinating guy. And then we got a letter from someone who said that the fact that he had been involved in UFOs and all that stuff should not have been sufficient cause for him to lose his job. I don't know anything about the civil service policies in the UK. But, you know, I wondered what kind of audience a Crop Circle show would get. And I have to think, other than an early episode we did with He Who Shall Not Be Named, who was a follower of the One-Armed Man, Crop Circles has gotten more of a reaction. Chris, why is that?
Well, that's a good question. I'm actually kind of surprised at the amount of repartee that's going on at forum.theparacast.com. We're piling up the thread postings pretty quickly here. My inbox on my email program is just page after page after page of Matthew Williams Circle Maker as the header. I think a lot of it, Gene, is that there are a lot of people that really are impressed by the wonderful sort of sublime nature of crop circles. And there are people that really don't want to hear that these are made by people. And to have somebody come on who can demonstrate at least partially to my satisfaction that a majority of these formations, the more complicated, more beautiful ones, for instance, are man-made. This being the case, I think it's generated a lot of back and forth. And I've noticed that Matthew himself is now getting involved answering questions directly there. It's great when we have our guests jump into the fray and get involved. And he's being very patient and answering questions very directly, which, you know, I've got to tip my hat to him for that. And if you want to get involved out there, listeners, get online. It's forum.theparacast.com and sign up. Be looking forward to hearing your particular point of view on the great guests and interesting shows that we have here at the Paracast.
I tell you, the crop circle thing is really fascinating in as much as, except for occasional forays into that realm, over the years, following UFOs and such, I never paid that much attention to crop circles. Obviously, there's a lot of pent-up interest in the subject.
Oh, boy, there is. Well, again, I think that, like anything else, we need to temper our enthusiasm, regardless of which side of the argument you want to fall down on. But we need to temper our enthusiasm and be open-minded enough to look at the data, read the books, get ourselves up to speed. I think some of the repartee that's going on right now is very well informed. It's again, very controversial, just like everything else in the paranormal. But this particular subject, I think, has really brought out quite a bit of interest here at the Paracast. So I'm looking forward to seeing where some of these lines of reasoning and arguments go, because it's been getting a little hot at times, and I think it's cooling off right now. But, yeah, emotions are... You know, I think people are emotionally involved in this subject, and it's not really that surprising that the thread is taking off to the degree that it has, I guess.
What is good is, even though it's gotten hot and heavy, we don't have the personal attacks in the way we see it in other forums. Right. I know sometimes it really gets crazy. I know we had the forum that was set up because Art Bell discontinued his Dark Matter radio show at Sirius XM, satellite radio. A lot of frayed nerves, but, you know, as we've mentioned before, the thing that bothers us most about it was the name issue.
Right.
And I have heard from a reliable source that when Art Bell chose that name, He didn't think of the connection with Don Eckert. But even then, something's got to be done about it. This is just what I'm hearing. We're not here to criticize or attack anyone.
It'll be interesting to see once he gets back on the internet, as you know, I've heard that he's planning on doing is creating an internet-based show. It'll be interesting to see if he changes the name. I think it would be much to his advantage to change the name myself.
Let's just say that that thought has been communicated to his people. You know, everybody who is big in this business, they have people. You know, I don't have people. People want to find me. They know where I am. They want to find Chris. They know where he is. But some people, they have people.
Yeah, my people do lunch with your people.
They're having lunch together. You know, they'll do lunch in a restaurant somewhere, a Subway restaurant, because we have a low budget. You know, I just got a discount coupon in the mail for Subway restaurants, so therefore I think of them. But that's where it goes. The other interesting thread we have at forum.theparacast.com is the wackiest GCN commercials. Now, understand, folks, that GCN has to make a buck. And, of course, they sell their services to the advertisers who are willing to pay. And it's really hard to get advertising these days, let me tell you. Having been trying to sell advertising myself, it's not easy. But what we have here in this thread is where people post what they think are the craziest products for sale. Now, actually, if you listen to radio commercials on all networks, the one underlying theme is that you have a problem that will be solved by them. Is the IRS after you? Do you need to cure yourself of some disease or prevent yourself from having some kind of problem where you go to the bathroom too often? There's a medicine for that. And the same thing is true with TV. It's not just, well, get this flashy new car. It's great. You know, zero down, sign and drive. Of course, you have to pay for the next 6 years, and about 3% of those who apply will qualify for sign and drive. But, you know, the score. Point is here that advertising has to fill a need. And I think with radio, you have a lot of trying to prevent disasters. So, for example, you want to avoid a financial meltdown. Invest in gold and silver. I won't comment on the pluses or minuses because I have no clue. But that's one way. Deal with disasters. If the world comes to an end, get survival seeds so you can plant new crops. Or you get, and we had them as an advertiser once, where they give you this collection of freeze-dried food and canned food. And you stick it in the closet, and in case the world ends or there's a natural disaster or something, you go into the closet and you have the food. You don't have to worry about being safe. It probably lasts for years that way, freeze-dried or canned. I think of freeze-dried, though, I think of the astronauts.
Right.
And, you know, somebody once was selling astronaut food and making a living from it. Would you like to eat the same crap the astronauts?
Oh, yeah. Right. I could just say peanut butter and jelly in a tube.
Right. Do you want peanut butter and jelly in a tube? Or a freeze-dried McDonald's hamburger or something?
I'll have to pass on that.
You really would, huh?
Yeah.
Actually, it's funny. They sent me a package of the stuff, and they don't advertise anymore on the show, okay? So I'm just speaking. It tasted pretty decent. I felt if, you know, we ever had a natural disaster here in Arizona.
Yeah. The only astronaut food I've ever had, but I remember as a kid seeing the Tang commercials. Tang, the drink of the astronauts. So I had Tang. It was pretty good. I like the lemon Tang.
I never liked Tang. It wasn't tangy enough.
Okay.
Speaking of tangy, we have a pretty tangy guest today.
Oh, yeah.
Richard Dolan, of course, he wrote with Bryce Zabel that book, AD After Disclosure, When the Government Finally Reveals the Truth About Alien Contact, kind of a speculative book. He's been doing the UFOs in the National Security State series. He has a new book coming out soon called UFOs for the 21st Century Mind. Well, of course, some listeners think my mind is stuck maybe in the 20th century, or is that the 19th century? So this book would be way ahead of anything I'd understand. I want to learn about that, and we'll have questions from our listeners, of course. Richard Dolan, coming up next in
The Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
I know your listeners really sometimes want to know what we talk about between segments of the show, and the thing is, we can't tell you. But we do have Richard Dolan rejoining us on the Paracast with Gene and Chris. Richard, welcome back.
Thanks, Gene and Chris. Great to be here with both of you guys.
You know, before we get started with your stuff, I was remarking to Chris that one of the most popular subjects in our forums these days is crop circles. Of course, we had Colin Andrews on recently, and last week we had Matthew Williams, who's one of the guys who does... Crop circles.
Right.
And what's your take on those things?
Yeah, I think they're a fascinating phenomenon. And, you know, since Colin Andrews made a statement, oh, God, about, I guess, 10 years ago or so, that the large majority of crop circles that he looked into, he was convinced were man-made. He caught a lot of hell for that, as I recall. In fact, so much in Britain that he moved out. He's in the United States now. I think he had enough of the British crop circle culture, if I gather it right. No, I think crop circles remain. There are certain interesting things about them that I think are not entirely explainable as man-made creations. That's my own opinion. I had a nice conversation earlier this year with someone I consider to be the top American crop circle researcher, and that's Jeffrey Wilson. Jeff lives out in, I think he's in Ohio. He's the son, by the way, of Donald Wilson, who's deceased. But people may remember Donald Wilson as the guy who wrote the first book on the moon as a real anomalous thing. Jim Mars took that thesis and kind of ran with it in Alien Agenda. But anyway, Jeff's his son, a very sharp guy. He's probably close to 40 now. And the thing I like about Jeff, he's an engineer by training. I think he has a master's degree. And he's extremely, extremely methodical, very scientific. No BS about this man. So I was chatting with him, and he also agrees that he says the vast majority of these are man-made, but he is convinced that some of them are not. And in fact, he maintains that a larger percentage of the American circles are not man-made. And I said, well, what's your reasoning on this? And his answer is simply that it comes down to anomalies in the biology of some of the stalks that have been analyzed. And when I press him further as to, you know, what's behind those anomalous creations, he will not go to the ET direction. He refuses to do that. He refuses even to speculate privately on that. So I said, well, what are you talking about? Some kind of Earth vortex, Earth geomagnetism? And I think that's sometimes his opinion. But he maintains that there's a mystery to it. I certainly respect his analysis. I watched a couple of his lectures. He just blew my mind. I think it's very easy for us to go to the root that they're all man-made when you have a few people very publicly, you know, out there and making these claims, and no one wants to be taken for a rube. No one. The worst thing in the world for anyone is to be seen as being dumb and gullible. So I think there's almost like a lemming effect in the field where, you know, someone puts out a supposed answer that's very prosaic, and then everyone runs away from that topic saying, oh, yeah, okay, well, that's all explained. And I'm not really convinced that that's the case. There are a number of these that at least remain interesting to me. So I still think that there's a mystery involved there.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Rich. And I think that there's also a nice kind of a correlation between what you just said and the unexplained livestock death phenomenon.
Oh, yeah.
When Kenneth Rommel came out in June of 1980 and claimed that this was all just hogwash, that you had the stampede of lemmings. And then 3 years later, when Kagan and Summers came out with the book Mute Evidence, again, you had a stampeding away from the mystery of the phenomena.
Yeah, everyone said, oh, well, that's definitive, end of story, nothing to see here.
Yeah, yeah. And since then, everybody's, you know, anybody that even had a casual interest back then, it's like, oh, they explained that years ago. And it's like, I don't think so.
The easiest thing I don't want to say easy, but the most common things you see with very, very skeptical arguments in any of these mysteries we're talking about, whether it's UFOs, circles, mutilations, is, look, I mean, we could sit down and cherry pick our way through cases that are really explainable, even interesting cases that turn out to be explainable. And then what you find is this inference. Well, if this one's explainable and that one's explainable and this tough one is explainable, then therefore, what are we talking about? They all must be explainable. And that's where I think the logic fails.
Totally agree with that.
So there are some formations, even, you know, going back particularly to like the late 80s, early 90s, where at least some of the ones in Britain, you know, where they do spring up, they apparently spring up very rapidly, a couple of them in broad daylight. Just enormous, enormous. It boggles my mind where in 1990, 91, 92, 93, that people not having GPS, they are going to make a circle that is of the intricacy and, and grandeur. It would be like a team of Leonardo da Vinci's are running around the fields and no one catches them. You know, they're making these amazing, amazing formations. They don't get caught really almost ever. I don't know. That's rather impressive. I just don't see all of these as being man-made.
Yeah, I think a lot more work has to be done. And I think some of the circle makers, too, have to bolster and back up their claims that they are, you know, responsible for many, if not most, of these formations. So
they have their argument. I mean, the argument is that, well, they don't want to get caught. They don't want to pay fines. What they're doing technically is illegal. And so there's that reason for being covert about it. But nonetheless, I just think there's too many. But in Jeff Wilson's opinion, his argument, what he said to me, I'm trying to remember exactly, something like he feels 95% of the UK formations are man-made, but about only a third to half, maybe a little more than half, might be man-made in America. He says at least one-third are not man-made.
Wow.
And again, I mean, I don't have his data to work with, but I can tell you the guy's impressive, and he's not someone who I think is prone to, you know, over grand statements. He seems to be pretty methodical about what he does. So I think that there's something there.
Well, you know, it might be something we have to explore still further. But do you think, and we have to break in about a minute, so let me ask you a fast question before we move on. Do you think any of it all, any of these crop circles at all, has any UFO, solid UFO background?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, I think some probably do. There was that big controversy 20 years ago about the so-called video of this object zipping around a field, creating a circle, and someone said it was fake. And then more recently, again, this is off the top of my head, but I seem to recall a counter argument more recently saying, right, No, that video is not necessarily fake. But even beyond that, you get a lot of bizarre, almost high strangeness associated with the circles, just like you get high strangeness associated with a number of UFO reports. So I certainly would not rule this out.
Oh, a lot more to go, and we'll have a lot more on crop circles, but not on this episode. We're going to move on. We got Richard Dolan. He's done a number of fascinating books, so many fascinating topics to talk about. We also have questions from Paracast listeners at forum.theparacast.com. But with Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio. DreamHost.com/radio.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and Chris, we have Richard Dolan joining us this week. And it's been a little while since he's been on the Paracast, so I wanted to bring people up to date, especially because we have a lot of new listeners. Some new stations have added the Paracast and don't know about Richard Dolan. He tends to focus, or he has focused in the past, on the historical aspects of UFOs in relationship to the so-called national security state. Richard, what attracted you to go look into that area? And how has it become more relevant now that we know the NSA is really snooping on us?
Yeah, well, UFOs are one of these topics where once you dive in, you find that it really is a reality shatterer in almost any way you look at it, whether it's the science, you know, which in every way is a real challenge for us to understand. But it's always been the politics that has driven me. Even as a very young person, long before I was interested in UFOs, I've always been interested in politics. And that's really how I got into this field. And it's still my most engaging focus, although not solely. I got into the UFO field, it's been about 20 years now. And as I've said a number of times in interviews, I basically feel like I fell into UFOs in the early 90s. I was doing dissertation research on Harry Truman and the Cold War, the early, late 40s, early 50s. Nothing with UFOs, but I stumbled into the topic. And in fact, one of the real triggers was seeing a copy of Timothy Good's Above Top Secret sitting on a display in a bookstore. And it was the subtitle of that book that has always intrigued me, which was The Worldwide UFO Cover-Up. And I thought, wow, for real? Let's take a look. As many listeners who may be familiar with Tim Good know, it's a fine book. He did his best to put together documentary evidence showing that this is a real thing, that real political, high-level national security people around the world have taken it seriously. I was intrigued, and immediately this idea of what I've since called cultural schizophrenia sort of really hit home with me in the sense that we have two versions of truth, what I often call official truth, that is the truth you're supposed to believe, and then unofficial truth, which is the stuff that people actually believe. I think you find variations of this around the world. It's always symptomatic of some level of political repression when you have these two versions of truth. And I thought, you know, in the official version of truth, UFOs are fairy tale stuff. They don't exist. It's not for serious minds. And then what you find when you dig a little bit deeper and then a little deeper is you find actually very brilliant and well plugged in, well connected, high level national security people. Guess what? They have been taking it seriously. So I thought, well, what's the reason for this disconnect? There's obviously something there. And that's been the main focus that I've had, the main driving interest that's kept me going all these years. And I think it's more relevant now than ever. I think it's impossible and or at least very superficial for someone to study UFOs independently of the politics. You can do it. You can spend your whole life focusing on whether it's abductions or whether it's on analyzing sightings and studying propulsion. But to me, without looking at the politics, we're really missing a huge part of what makes this topic so important. I maintain that the origins of UFO secrecy have played an enormous role in the creation of what we might call a black budget culture here in the United States and now worldwide. That, in other words, it was essential from the 1940s onward for this topic to become absolutely positively below the surface, secret from the public. And that was one of, I think, several, but a key creation of the kind of black budget security structure that's now really has taken over what used to be the American Republic, like an alien creature coming out of the corpse of a dead body, and that is the national security state, and much of that has to do with UFO secrecy.
All right, so you're positing here possibly another government, a secret government that maybe is not answerable to anyone. Is that equivalent to what Donald Rumsfeld was talking about back before 2001, 9/11, about trillions of dollars vanishing?
Sort of. Rumsfeld's statement just prior to 9/11, he made a couple of these statements, actually, one in July before Congress and then one on September 10th, more publicly, about $2.6 and then $2.3 trillion that was unaccounted for, unaccounted for transactions, I think he said. You know, we have to remember when he made that statement, this is in 01, the Bush administration was brand new. So for Rumsfeld, basically that was an implicit criticism of the Clinton administration, essentially saying he'd inherited this mess in the Pentagon. But of course, this is standard business before and since Rumsfeld's time, where what we have is lots and lots and lots of money flowing through federal, state, local channels, that who knows where some of this stuff goes. And then internationally, there's a big black hole in the center of our financial system, lots of missing money. Oh, by the way, just as an addendum to that statement, in the aftermath of that, and then after 9/11, there was a branch in the U.S. government that was supposedly charged with analyzing that money. Where did it go? The guy in charge of it, I think his name Dov Zakheim, and he's one of the top neocon players in, you know, these people never seem to go away. And supposedly what he said, you can find this, I think, on his wiki page, that they resolved the transactions, if you want to believe that, and got the number eventually down to zero. And if you want to believe that, I could try to sell you some real estate in various places around the world.
I understand that bridge in Brooklyn is for sale at a special price. Okay, so the key is here is if they resolved the transactions, what was the end result?
Well, they say they did. I mean, I guarantee you some top-level general said
$1 trillion.
I want that number down to zero. Exactly. The DOD, particularly, it is literally impossible to audit the United States Defense Department. God could not audit the DOD. You would fail. And it's by design. You just can't. The transactions are too opaque. They're vastly beyond what any accountant could handle. And so, yeah, what I would say is that there's been a government that's grown out of the government. And one thing that we have to do in our political kind of education is to get a handle of exactly what kind of system we have. We all grow up with this idea that America is a democratic type of republic. We elect our officials. We don't like them. We throw the bums out and all that. But that's really not our system. That's not what we have. And this is relevant for the UFO phenomenon, because think about it. Go back through UFO history. Go back to the 1950s and 60s, when the leading civilian organization for UFOs, which is called NICAP, back in those days, what was their big issue? They tried to get open congressional hearings on UFOs. on the assumption that, logical assumption, really, that Congress is the appropriate voice of the American people, and that it's through Congress that we want to get forward motion and resolve any kind of secrecy issues. And of course, they never succeeded in that.
There was a hearings. I think Gerald Ford was partly responsible for the hearings that resulted in the Condon Committee, which ended up being essentially a whitewash, and that kind of killed NICAP.
Yeah, well, there was their hearing in 1966 for one day called the O'Brien hearings. That was pretty inconsequential. And then you had hearings in 1968, and then you had the so-called Condon Committee report. These were all whitewashes by and large. But what's happened is that even during that time, and certainly since that time, we've developed a different kind of a system, and it's hard to put your finger on it because it's international. It's not really the old fashioned American republic. I mean, we're in a completely integrated world, and when we talk about the president, I think people implicitly realize that presidents aren't elected so much as selected, and so who's doing the selecting? And, you know, we're getting into financial entities that are global. They're not national. And look, if you've got billions and billions and even trillions of dollars to play with, you're not going to let something as important as the U.S. government go to some random vote of the people. You're going to control that entity. You're going to control its military. You'd be an idiot.
Well, and we have to think, what kind of power does a president even have anymore? Richard Dolan joins Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@webtv.net. That's MrUFO@webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income16.com now. That's income16.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income16.com. That's income16.com.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. at only $29.95. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and Chris, we're talking about the national security state with Richard Dolan. So, Richard, so the corporations sponsor the president. We have the Citizens United decision by the Supreme Court that opens up the spigots for campaign money from anyone, from any organization, billionaires putting money in there. Does the president even have any power anymore to do anything?
President is a sales rep. That's really what the U.S. president is. He's got to sell you two things. They're both bitter pills, by the way. First bitter pill is he's got to sell you globalization in all of its sordid glory. He's got to push that. And then the other thing he's got to sell is whatever new war comes down the pike. And that's got to be sold. And if he does that, he's doing his job. Beyond that, he's got to kiss the babies. He's got to shake the hands of the people. He's got to put himself out there. He's the face and voice of our rulers. How else do you want to put it? That's what his job is.
I also have to wonder, man, of all the political controversies, Democrats, Republicans, it's just theater, like the Worldwide Wrestling Federation or whatever. You have the hero and the villain.
You said it exactly right. There's a YouTube video of Jesse Ventura. And I can't remember the name of it, but he's hanging out with Willie Nelson. This is like a private sort of chilling video. You know, Jesse's chilling with Willie. And someone had their little phone video out, and they're recording Jesse. He's just doing his thing. He's talking about the world. He's doing his rant. And he said something absolutely spot on. He said, politics is exactly the same as championship wrestling. Because, you know, he was a wrestler. And he said, you know, we would get on TV and we'd get in each other's face like, you're going down. You're going into a world of hurt. I'm going to kill you. And he said, in reality, we were each other's buddies. We'd go to each other's barbecues. We were the best men at each other's weddings and godfathers of each other's children. It was all a big game. And he said, this is exactly what politics is. It's the same thing. Look at Henry Kissinger and Zbigniew Brzezinski. All right. One, for years and years and generations and centuries, was the manager of Republican Party national security. And the other is the manager of Democrat policy for national security. And who are they? Both the same guy. They're both proteges of David Rockefeller. They're both in the exact same little club. There's not one iota of difference in their national security direction. And yet each really has been the doyen, the godfather of each of those parties. Now they're both very old, and obviously successors will take over. But it's the same thing. You know, when you get down to the major issues, there really are no significant differences. And the reason this is important, by the way, for the UFO phenomenon, this is why I wanted to bring this up, is because when you're getting into understanding UFO secrecy, when you're trying to right the wrong, this great disconnect of this most incredible mystery that's affecting millions of people who deal with it silently, who deal with it in an atomized way without public engagement, really, you think, well, our government is the proper tool for us to correct this, right? But that only works if you go on the predicate that our government is one that is responsive to people, it's a democratic government. What if you're in a fascist society and you've got this phenomenon? How do you deal with it then? I don't know how we really want to define fascism today as opposed to the 1930s, but whatever we have developed today in the United States, it's not freedom. It's not democracy. It's something very, very different. So it does matter what your political system is when you're dealing with this phenomenon, if you're going to try to make forward change and try to right that wrong of secrecy.
Well, you also have to wonder here, if you do have this other government, the secret government, managing the UFO secret, whatever it may be, what are they doing in public to misdirect us? Maybe a lot of what we see in terms of UFOs, and that could include abductions, is misdirection, mind control, etc.
Absolutely. What's not hidden is hidden in plain sight through obfuscation, through just outright denials and lies, and then through distraction. Distraction and spin. All of these are really key. I mean, we live in a society where, think about this, I, for myself and also for you guys, I study this topic every single day. I think about the UFO phenomenon every single day. And I have a very good education to do it. I'm lucky. I'm kind of fanatically dedicated and determined. So as far as anyone that I know personally, I'm in one of the best positions to try to do my best to figure this out and make some progress. And it's hard for me. It's very hard for me. I'm sure it's hard for you guys. And so think about, for 99%+ of the rest of the people who don't really have all that education, who don't have the desire, who don't really want to fight the machine the way I do, who they want to live their lives. They got their jobs. They got their family. They got their kids. And then they come home from work and they put some TV on and they veg out a little bit and they have a beer. There's no opportunity, realistically, for most of these people ever to get past the fog of disinformation and distraction so that they can actually focus on this incredible topic. I think it's the most fascinating mystery of our time. How are they going to do it? Basically, the answer is they won't do it.
Yeah.
So you've got a very small number of people who have the resources and the time and the desire to do this.
And what happens is a lot of people who get very heavily involved, maybe they only have average resources, so their job goes by the wayside, and they almost can literally starve to death. I mean, there are some famous people in the UFO field who died in poverty, and I think Richard Hall is one of them.
Richard Hall, John Keel.
Right.
I myself, listen, I'll just tell you, I have struggled for the last 15-plus years. I've made a conscious sacrifice. I could have gone off and made good money and doing some kind of corporate job, sell myself to Xerox or whatever. I actually thought about this 20 years ago at the beginning of my my transformation out of academia. I thought, well, because I'd grown up thinking, well, I'm going to be a professor. I'll teach history at some nice university. And then I decided, no, it's not going to happen. And it was a hard moment in my life, I'll tell you. And for about 5 minutes, I thought, do I want to go to Xerox? Xerox is big in Rochester here where I live. And then the thought was, I'd rather slit my wrists and jump off of the building. I couldn't do it. I literally am incapable of that kind of a life. So what I did is I've thrown myself into this and struggled. I won't lie to you. It's very hard. I'm trying to figure out a way now to make at least enough of a living so that I can do this full time and devote myself to it. And I got a couple of kids to support. I have a life here, and it's not easy, but I am throwing my life onto the altar of this topic, and that's just how it is.
All right, if we penetrate the government secrecy, the secret government, what do you think sits there? Is it just UFOs or spaceships? They know the secret, they're exploiting it, whatever?
I think that there are intelligences, I've taken to calling them others. Are they extraterrestrial? I think that I see no reason why they cannot be extraterrestrial. I think that there's very good reason to consider that quite seriously, even now. And I think ET hypothesis sometimes goes out of favor, but not with me. I think that there's absolutely a reason why they can be from another planet. But there may be more interesting and scientifically out there solutions to this. But look, I think when you go through the long history of leaks, and particularly of alleged, I think, probable crash retrievals, I happen to think that some of these are legit, then that tells me that someone has got some hardware that did not originate from this civilization.
Let me interrupt, Richard. Why not assume that just as possible those are test aircraft of some sort?
Well, if they're test aircraft, then they're not simply decades, but generations and maybe centuries or more beyond what we've had, at least judging by when you go through all of what I think is the compelling eyewitness testimony of people who have been associated with retrievals, you come again and again and again to stories of non-human bodies that have been associated with those retrievals. So for my money, I think that that's a key part of this. And the only other thing that I will just say is on a very quiet, private basis, and I've mentioned this a few times, and it's so frustrating to me that I can't mention every single name that I've talked with. But one of them is Edgar Mitchell, Apollo 14 astronaut, and I've spoken with Edgar Mitchell privately about this, and he used to speak publicly about this. He doesn't anymore. About his conversations, he told me, with two ultra-high-level national security people. And look, when you're a moonwalking astronaut, who's not going to want to be your buddy? So he can basically talk to pretty much anyone, who told him explicitly, he said, of deeply secret clandestine compartmented programs that are charged with holding and studying alien technology and bodies. And that doesn't mean simply because Edgar Mitchell says it that it's gospel, but look, he was in his right mind. He hadn't lost it. I believe him. I think it's true, and I've had similar conversations with a handful of other well-placed individuals that have given me reason to think this is true. So if you've got exotic technology not from here, if you've got bodies that are clearly not human, then what are we dealing with? We're dealing with something that's not us, that's from some other place or some other dimension or whatever.
We're continuing this week on the show with Richard Dolan joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Wise up, load up at freeze-dryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freeze-dryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freeze-dryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freeze-dryguy.com.